Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise against her in battle. We know as little about Obadiah as any of the writers of any of the books in the Bible. And it's a shame because he is an amazing story, the small capsule we have of knowledge about him. You may be seated. I hear the rumor of the Lord. Rumor is a story. We always say a rumor, we assume it's not true. A rumor can either be true or not true. A rumor is a story or a statement or a record yet to be substantiated. Every miracle and every victory, not only in the Bible but in our lives, begins as a rumor of the Lord, either to be rejected or received. The Bible tells us the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro on the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. The Bible said in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. And when we talk about a rumor from the Lord, you can rest assured that every rumor that God sends among men. What is a rumor from the Lord? God lets somebody know. God whispers to somebody something that he's about to do. And every rumor of the Lord comes to pass. It might not come to pass for you, but it will come to pass because his word cannot return void. If God sends a healing, you might not receive it, but somebody will. If God sends a financial blessing, you might not receive it, but somebody will. Every rumor of the Lord comes to pass. And so this rumor that Obadiah is talking about is unique because of Obadiah. Because Obadiah is giving forth a small chapter, a small warning to Edomites, and he has given great hope to the Israelites. What is so enlightening about this is, according to the Talmud, the collection of Jewish laws, that Obadiah was an Edomite, but he was a proselyte Jew. And so the prophecy, the rumor that he gave, saying this is what the Lord is going to do, it was tremendous hope to Israel, but it was tremendously damaged to the Edomites, which were his own people. Obadiah said, this is what's going to happen, and I believe it. And he said, I believe this even though it is against my people. It's a tremendous lesson for us to learn in the promises and the Word of God. Obadiah did not let his family abort God's rumor. All of his family was lost. None of his family, there is no record that any of his family believed what he said. Secondly, Obadiah did not let his race abort God's rumor. Just because this is going to have to happen to the Edomites is not going to mean to me that I'm going to accept it because that's my race. And thirdly, Obadiah did not let his religion of idol worship abort God's rumor. He said, I'm going to receive what God is saying. To everybody else, it is a rumor, but it's going to be substantiated in my life. And he became a proselyte Jew. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? God is speaking through his written word. He's speaking through his prophets, his preachers, his pastors today. And it's up to us to either say that's impossible and not receive it and reject it, or it's up to us to receive it and say this is going to happen to me and my house, regardless of what my family says, regardless of what my race says, regardless of what my religion says. This is going to happen to me individually. I claim this for myself. You remember when the great famine was happening in Samaria, and Elisha stepped up and gave that great prophecy, tomorrow about this time, the Lord is going to reveal himself through his miraculous provision for all of us. And remember the man on whom the king's hand leaned? He said, oh yes, mockingly. This would happen only if God would open the windows of heaven. He chose to reject the rumor of the Lord, and by doing so, he sealed his doom. But the other people that received it sealed their destiny. When you either receive or reject the rumor of the Lord, you either seal your doom or you seal your destiny. And you can say, well, I'm going to be influenced by my family or by my religion or by my race or by this group that I work with or these neighbors that I have. Or you can say, I don't care who or what says this. I believe that every rumor of the Lord is given with purpose. It's a matter of life or death. Remember when God sent the 12 spies into the land and said, spy it out and tell us what you find out. 10 of them came back, and they came back with an evil report. 2 of them came back with a good report. But the Bible said those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But the men that went to search the land lived still. Whether you believe the rumor of the Lord is a matter of life or death. Overestimating the enemy as they did, as these 10 spies did, and underestimating the resources of God is a spiritual capital offense. When you look around and say, oh, there's no way, that, my friend, is an insult to God. But when you look around and you're greatly outnumbered and you say, but the Lord will make a way, for the Lord is greater with one person than the whole multitude, that, my friend, is life-giving. You remember they had a grasshopper complex. What did they say? They said we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. That's one thing, but it continues with this. And so were we in their sight. The world will think of you not what they want to think. The world will think of you what you think of yourself. After you really declare that you are a soldier of the Lord, a victor of God, you are a messenger of Jehovah. You are a recipient of Jesus Christ's grace, and it becomes cemented in your life. It becomes a part of you in your conversation and the walk that you have. The world is going to begrudgingly have to give you that. But if you think of yourself as defeated, as a grasshopper, the Bible said they will see you as that in their sight. The Lord always has rumors that He is spreading. And if you will learn to be those people that reach out to receive the rumor of the Lord, you will always be encouraged when other people will be discouraged. You will always be moving when other people are stopped. You will always be victorious when other people are defeating, because the Lord will say, I'm looking for somebody that will repeat my rumor, because that's what God does. God sends forth a rumor, but it becomes up to us that we begin to repeat that rumor. And we obey what God is saying. You remember when God said to Gideon, I'm going to give you a great, great victory. And he was terribly outnumbered by the thousands, outnumbered by the tens of thousands, perhaps outnumbered by the hundreds of thousands. But God said, you go out and I'll go with you. And Gideon said, well, maybe I can. But when he went out, he began to see how many people he had. And he had 32,000 people against hundreds of thousands of Midianites and the enemy. And in his heart, he became fearful because he was not big enough and not strong enough. But God said, I got to do a little work on you. You need to realize that God is always working on us, that we will attribute the glory to Him, that we will seek His face, that we will call on Him. And so Gideon said, I've only got 32,000, which is not enough. He said, you've got it figured out correctly. That 32,000 will not get you a victory, but you're wrong on this account. You don't have not enough. You've got too many. Gideon could not believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that you're not talented enough. It's that you're still depending on your talent. It's not that you don't have enough ability. Your faith is still in your ability. And God sometimes has to diminish our ability and our talent for us to totally depend on Him, where we realize the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. And it is the Lord that gives the victory to us, praise God. And we realize it's not might, and it's not power, but it's by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. When we see the evil that is in this nation and around this world and people turning their backs on God, it's natural that in our flesh we would become fearful and say we must get more numbers and be able to combat this evil. But the truth is we don't need more numbers. We just need to put ourselves in the hands of Almighty God, because God's already given us the rumor, and that is that we will be victorious, that we will not be defeated, that we will overcome. And so he said, let everybody, Gideon said, let everybody that's afraid go home, go back to the camp. 22,000 people left because they were afraid. There's not a pastor in America that would have not resigned that Sunday. When you have a 22,000 split in your church, it might be the time to tender your resignation. But Gideon did not do that. He said, now what, God? He was just amazed. And he said, I've lost all of these 22,000 people. And he said, now I've got 10,000 left. God, show me what to do. And God said, well, let me give you a little rumor. He crawled down to the enemy's tent and heard them talking. And they said, I heard a vision of the Lord. I saw a dream of the Lord. I saw this loaf of bread, this barley loaf, come running, rolling down the mountain. It rolled all through our tents and destroyed us. It's the craziest rumor. Realize this, my friend. God has got a victory for you, but it's not going to be because of your recipe. It's not going to be because of your direction. And it's not going to be the way you think it's going to happen. When God works miracles in my life, He always comes from the wrong side. He always comes from the wrong direction. He always uses the wrong person, because God wants me to understand that it is not my intelligence, it's not my recipe, it's not my friends and my family, but it is the hand of the Lord that has saved me. It is the hand of the Lord that has brought me here. And so Gideon said, I've only got 10,000. I know that's not enough. And God said, wrong again. It's still too many. He said, send them down to the water and let them drink. And he said, those that take the water to their mouth with their hand, set them in one camp. And those that bow down and drink with their lips out of this, set them in. And this time he separated 9,700. And Gideon said, I can't do it with 9,700. And God said, you're right. But you can do it with 300. God has a way of bringing us to the place where we realize that we have no strength but the Lord. We have no resource but God. But that, my friend, is enough. It's a strange rumor that God brings, a loaf of bread destroying the enemy. And I tell you that God has got rumors that I'm hearing today. And people will either reject those rumors, and they'll be like the man that was there that mocked Elisha. And when that great wealth came and that great feast came, the Bible said that he was at the gate and they literally trod him under their feet, and he died at the gate of plenty because he simply could not receive the rumor of the Lord. Friend, it's life or death. I bring a message to people in this congregation today. Rumors I hear from the Lord. Somebody is going to have a great marriage, and you say, not with him. Well, you rejected what God said, because God can take that husband that's not been a good husband for 10 years and suddenly do a work in him and turn him around. I tell you that I hear a rumor from the Lord that somebody's children that have been rebellious are going to suddenly turn around and they're going to be loving children again. You said, oh, not my kids. They're too far gone. I ask you to accept the rumor of the Lord. His word cannot return void. His rumor cannot return void. If you won't let God do it for you, He'll do it for somebody else. But God's going to do it. If Living Way won't let him do it here, he'll do it at Cornerstone. If Cornerstone let him do it there, he'll do it at New Creation. But God's going to have a revival in San Antonio. God's going to have a harvest in San Antonio. I hear a rumor from the Lord, And that is, there is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is going to challenge the godliness of the godlessness of this nation and cause the godliness of this nation to be preeminent in our lives. It's going to happen to somebody. It's the rumor of the Lord. Don't look around and say it's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Everything is possible with God. God saw the end from the beginning, and He loved the ending. Don't leave the ball game too quickly. It's going to be a big overtime. Praise God. Don't leave the theater too quickly. It's going to be a great ending. I'm telling you that God knows exactly what He's doing. And He is a God that has never been anticlimactic. He is not through with your life. Praise God. I wished I would have said last week, I didn't have enough faith to say, I remember saying a week or two ago, somebody's going to get $1 million blessing. I wish Pastor Brandon, I'd said somebody's going to get a $6 million blessing. That was the report that you read. I'm here today to tell you that somebody's going to get a $5,000 blessing. Somebody's going to get a $20,000 blessing. Somebody's going to give a $50,000 blessing. Somebody's going to get a $100,000 blessing. Somebody's going to get $1 million blessing. That's a rumor from the Lord. And you say, not me. Okay, not you, but somebody is. Somebody is. You said, not me. I'm an Edomite. It couldn't happen to me. Oh, it can if you will become a proselyte Jew. It can if you'll get born again. It can if you'll get filled with the Holy Spirit. It can if you'll get up off of your pew and become a praiser. It can happen to you. Because God is no respecter of persons, but He's a big respecter of faith and action. It doesn't matter where you came from. So what, Obadiah, that all of your family are idol worshipers and Edomites? If you hear the rumor of the Lord and you say yes to the rumor of the Lord, God is going to cause it to happen to you. Can you give God some praise? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear a rumor from the Lord that His eyes are running to and fro to show Himself strong to somebody. Who's that somebody going to be? It's going to be the person that repeats the rumor of the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe? Repeat the rumor of the Lord. What is it the Lord has said to you? The Lord will say to you things that are so foolish. If you repeat them, your family will mock you. Your Christian brothers and say, that guy thinks too much of himself. But friend, I tell you that a loaf of bread is going to destroy the Syrians. That's a crazy rumor, but it came to pass because the Syrians from that rumor begin to slay one another, and suddenly Israel has a great victory. It just takes 300 guys with an empty pitcher. 300 guys with a trumpet, 300 guys with a lamp. All of those have their place. The empty pitcher is that you empty yourself of your resources and you say, I simply can't do it on my own. I can't get enough degrees. I can't work enough hours. I can't get enough overtime. I can't take enough job. I empty myself as an empty pitcher. But praise God, the trumpet is what? The trumpet is always the signal of battle. We're going into battle. Say, I'm going to defeat the enemy because the Lord's going to give me the strength. And praise God, what is that lamp? That lamp is the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, I speak to somebody in this building that God has sent me to tell you a rumor of the Lord. You're going to be healed. You are not going to die. You're going to be healed. Praise God. You say, well, not me. Well, go ahead and die then. But people are healed of cancer every day. People are healed of blindness every day. Somebody's going to repeat the rumor. Repeat the rumor of the Lord. The Lord is talking today. But all we want to do is repeat CNN and Fox and Trump and the politicians and the Democrats and the Republicans and our boss and our family. Quit repeating other people and start repeating the rumor of the Lord. Start saying, this is what the Lord told me. Are you willing to be foolish? Are you willing to be foolish? Are you willing to tell somebody, said, the Lord told me that He's going to open the biggest door of my life, that He's given me a job where I'm going to make 10 times what I'm making now. that the Lord is going to give me an idea for a business, praise God, and I'm going to have that business, and that business is not only going to bless me and my wife, but praise God, that business is going to bless me and my children and my grandchildren and my church and my friends and people that I bring to Christ. That's the rumor of the Lord. The Lord is speaking big things, but people have got their eyes closed, their ears closed to what God is saying, and they've got their ears wide open to what the devil is saying. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how many Midianites there is, with a loaf of barley bread, God is going to defeat them. Well, that is preposterous, but I serve a preposterous God. I serve an almighty God. I serve a God that makes the enemy look foolish. I serve a God that's not short on resources. I serve a God that is rich. I serve a God that is supernatural. I serve a God that is powerful. I tell you, God is going to heal somebody in this service today. Somebody's going to be healed today. Somebody's going to be healed today. Somebody's going to be healed today. That's the rumor of the Lord. Somebody's going to be healed today. I say this week, somebody's going to have a major breakthrough in their business this week. That's the rumor of the Lord. Somebody's going to have a family reconciliation in their family on Labor Day. That's the rumor of the Lord. It might as well be you. Stand on your feet and lift your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is able, the Lord is willing, and the Lord is present. If you've got a need that you literally cannot see any physical answer for, if there's a physical answer to your need, do it. Just do it. But if you have a need that there's no physical answer for, receive the rumor of the Lord. There was no way that Gideon and 300 people could defeat the Midianites. But when they repeated the rumor of the Lord, and when they were obedient to God, they had a victory that has stood the test of time. And friend, I tell you that the Lord is on your side right now. He says, just preposterous. I don't have anything. My bills are astronomical. Doesn't matter. You say, well, the doctor's been trying to deal with me for 2 years on this, and he said it's just going to get increasingly worse and worse and worse and worse. Are you going to accept his report? Are you going to accept the report of the Lord? Whose report will you believe? I hear the rumor of the Lord, and the real crux of this message is who Obadiah was. He's an Edomite. He's the wrong person. He's the wrong race. He's the wrong religion. But he breaks through all of that and says, I believe what God says. I believe what God says. Hallelujah. If you're in this room right now, no matter how the odds are stacked against you and the numbers are against you, and you've got a dilemma in your life, I challenge you to step out. And by doing so, you're saying, I believe the rumor of the Lord in my life. God's going to do this for somebody.